I welcome you all to this Impact program. Before we continue with this session of workshop, I would like you to be on your feet and we are going to pray before we start. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege and the grace that you have to be under your feet at this moment to study your word and to go and do exploits. I pray that all the champions that are sleeping, that are locked in the lives of these young people, will be unlocked and they will go and do exploit for the glory of your name in Jesus' name. Father, bless everyone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can sit down, please. The topic we are considering for this session, this workshop, is titled Releasing the Champion in You. Releasing the Champion in You. When God created man, the man, he said unto the man, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. God has given man, young person, a young girl, a young woman, the power to have dominion over things of this world. Unfortunately, we can see that there are some young people, young girls and young boys, who are defeated by circumstances of life, who are defeated by the devil, and who do not have the full potential that God has given them visible in their lives, in their academic life, and all areas of their lives. God wants us through this teaching to know that there is a champion in everyone, and he wants to unlock that champion. When Jesus was on earth and he was doing his ministry, people have said, have witnessed and testified that he has done all things well. And the psalmist David said in his prayer, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. As a young person, the Lord has fearfully and wonderfully made you, and he has put things in you. He wants you to use them at the fullest of your potential. Today, this session will allow us, as I said before, to set goals, to achieve goals, to use all the potential that we have to achieve greater heights, and we'll become champions in Jesus' name. Are there people there who are champions and who are going to be champions in the field? Minutes, if they are there, can I see their hands? Champions, can I see your hands? Up. Yes, God bless you. You are a champion in Jesus' name. We are going to consider this study under three subtitles. First of all, we are going to see some example of biblical characters who have revealed themselves as champions. And we are going to see some characteristics in their lives, and we are going to learn from them. The first person to consider is David. And the second person to consider is Deborah. And the last person to consider is Daniel. So these three characters, we are going to take them as case studies to understand that we have champions in ourselves, and to understand how to release the champion from who is in our lives. So number one, David embracing the distinguished identity of a champion. David embracing the distinguished identity of a champion. You see the story of David. David was with his father, and he was helping the father in his duty. He was helping with the sheep of the father in the field. And when the time came for the children of Israel to go and fight against the Philistines, the Bible says they did not send him to the battlefield because he was just a kid. And the parents and the people surrounding him, the environment, they did not know that David has a champion, or is a champion by himself, or in himself. So they went to the war. But when David was sent by the father to go and bring food to his brothers, there was a challenge. Goliath was there. And David, because he knew that there is a champion in himself, believed God, and he defeated Goliath. And the champion that was in him was revealed on that particular day. And David became afterwards a very strong king. Why? Because he believed that he is not like any other person. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people. Brother and sister, you are a peculiar person. You have something special. Even if your parents, even if your teachers, even if your friends don't see that you have something special, the Lord is saying that you are a chosen person. And the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, ye are of the world, little children, and have overcome them. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You need to understand that the one that you have, Jesus that you have inside you, is stronger, greater than the one that is in the world. And that is why the champion is in you, and you need to have victory with for that champion in you. And the Bible says also in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. So you need to have this attitude of a champion. And who is therefore a champion? We are going to write that word champion vertically in your notebooks. We have the first letter of a champion is what? C. The second champion is H. And the second word is H. The next one is A. Another one is M. Another one is P, I, O, and N. We are going to take all the letters, each letter of that word champion, to learn lessons from the life of David that we can apply to our own lives. So who is a champion? A champion, number one, is someone who cultivates a winning mindset or a positive mindset. The person is confident in himself and knows that I am going to make it. I will make it because Jesus has made it, and Jesus has given me the power, the authority to do it and to make it. And I trust him, I'm going to make it. So it is someone who cultivates on a daily basis the spirit, the mindset of a champion, the mindset of a winner. Even when someone wants to tell him that or her that he is not a champion, he will say, no. I know that the one who lives in me is greater and stronger than the one who is in the world. And because of that, I cultivate that positive mindset of a champion, of a winner. H, number two, is the letter H. H is humility to learn approved methods. It means what? David was a small person, but he learned the methods when he was after the sheep of his father. So if you want to make it and become a champion and lead a champion in ourselves, inside us, we need to be humble to learn approved methods. You don't need to be proud of yourself. You don't need to say, no, I don't need to learn from any other person. You need to be humble. That is H. Now, A. A is the person abiding with the Maker. The Bible says in John chapter 15, verse 7, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. That is it. You don't need to go away from the Lord. You need to remain in the Lord. You need to abide. You need to follow the pattern, the word of God. And if you do that, you are going to be a champion in Jesus' name. The next letter is M. M means meditating on the Father's manual. The Father's manual is the Bible. You meditate on it. And the Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies shall be done unto you. Thy testimonies shall be done. Thy testimony are my meditation. Thy testimonies are my meditation. I meditate on them. And that is why I have the knowledge and understanding to be a champion. The next letter is what letter? P. Letter P is the person who purifies his or her manners. Purifying your manners. The Bible says in Psalm 24, verse 4, we who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in the holy place, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath no lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. You understand? It means you need to have a pure heart in whatever you are doing, so that you become a champion and you release and you unlock the champion who is inside you. And the next letter is I. Interacting with people of the same mind. If you are willing to become an eagle, you need to interact with people who have the same mind of becoming eagles. You don't want to be a chicken. You don't want to be a failure. You want to be an achiever. You want to be an excellent person. And because of that, you need to interact with the people of the same mind. And the Bible says, the next letter is O. O is offering oneself for his mandate, for the mandate of the Lord. You need to do the work that the Lord has given unto us. Go ye into the world. In your school, in your household, in your family, you need to do that. And if you are doing it, and the Lord knows that you are giving fully to his word, everywhere you are, the Lord is going to bless you, and the champion in you will be revealed in Jesus' name. And the last letter, which is N, is nurturing your might and ministry. That means what? If you have succeeded today, you need to continue working, continue practicing. Because if you stop practicing, then you are going to be a failure. You need to continue nurturing your might and ministry. In everything that you do, you need to continue practicing. And if you continue practicing, you become a great person in Jesus' name. You need to know the talents that God has given you. You need to know the gift that God has given you. You need to know the ability that God has given you. And you need to develop them in a right environment. And if you understand that a champion is inside you, you need to understand that there will be opposition. People and things and events that will happen in your life that will not allow you to succeed better. If you know that there is a champion in you, whatever the circumstances are, you will be strong and you will have this victory in Jesus' name. Deborah has the same thing. That is why we are going to the second part of the study. Deborah engaging debacles or disasters, debacles and inhibitions to conquest. Deborah engaging debacles. Debacles means disasters and inhibitions to conquest. It means what? Deborah, when you read the story in Judges chapter 4, you will see that there was a problem there. The situation was very difficult. But Deborah was there with this spirit of a winner, of a champion, and said, go to the war, and the Lord will give us the victory. From Deborah's life, we learn that there may be myriads of obstacles and frustrating circumstances that try to limit us in our journey to the top. When we see that these circumstances, difficult situations are there, we need to develop also our strategy. These difficult situations might be shown in different ways. Sometimes they might come from outside. Sometimes they might come from inside. Outside from the other people, inside from your own family. And we are going to see these situations that might be hindrances or obstacles to prevent us from achieving the greater thing that the Lord has put in us. And here again, we are going to use the word circumstances in plural, circumstance in plural, to see what are the hindrances and the obstacles that we need to overcome if we are become champions, or if we are to release the champion that is in ourselves. So I know you know how to spell the word circumstances, but I'm going to tell you again, and you are going to write it again vertically. Circumstance is a C I R C U M S T A N C, and lastly last but one, E, and lastly S. That is in plural, circumstances. Number one, C is that the influencer frustrating situation can come from a corrupting societal influence. People who are with you, the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Difficult times, difficult situations might come in your life, but you should know that it is not new to you. There are people who have had these difficult times in their lives, but they have overcome. If they have overcome, because they trusted the Lord, which we are going to overcome because we trust the Lord in Jesus' name. Indoctrination with strange teachings. People are now indoctrinated. They have false teachings and strange teachings that are coming their way to stop them from going the same, the good direction. And if you are like that, you need to understand that it is not the will of God for you. This can come. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That is what is happening in our schools, in our homes, in our families. There are people who are coming with doctrines of the devil. If you don't pay attention and you follow these false teachings, doctrine of devil, you are going to perish. And the champion that is inside you will not be released and will not be unlocked. But if you want to overcome and to have the champion released and be shown, you need to overcome all these strange doctrines and refuse them. R is the rigors of life. The rigors of life means the difficulties and the challenges of life. They might come. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 6, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet there. There will be wars. Today, we know that there are difficulties, challenges everywhere, insecurity, this place, sicknesses, diseases. But we believe that all these rigors of life will not prevent us from focusing on our target, on our goal that God has given us on this earth. The next letter is C. C is cyber crimes and online attractions. Cyber crimes and online attractions. When you go to the internet and you are using social media, what do you see? All these things will divert you from your goal. And the next letter is U. U is an inspiring environment. When you are in an environment that is not inspiring, you need to go away from there because it will prevent you from achieving your goal. M is myriads of adversities. Persecutions are there. Bereavement are there. Ridicule is there. Shame, affliction. All these things are myriad, thousands of adversities. We need to know that they will come, but we should not be defeated. And the next letter is S. S is sicknesses and diseases. Sometimes you might fall sick, but you should not say that because I'm sick, I won't be able to make it. You will make it in Jesus' name. The next letter is T, tempters, subtle snares. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He will not devour you in Jesus' name. You need to know that the tempter is there. He's going to tempt you, but you are going to overcome in Jesus' name. A, the next letter is A, academic challenges. There might be challenges. There might be burden for you. You might have trouble in understanding mathematics, in understanding literature, in understanding physics, chemistry. But you need to know that this should not stop you from dreaming, from aiming at your goal, which is to be reached at the highest possible level. And the next one is N, natural disasters and conflicts. This will not stop you. The next letter is C, condition of the family. You know Jabez. Jabez, the Bible says, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Whatever the conditions of your parents, you need to know that the Lord is with you and you are going to overcome in Jesus' name. The next letter is E, endangerment. These are the risks. You don't need to let all the risks that are around you to overcome you, but you are going to overcome them. And the last one is S, shortcut syndrome. People who want to make it immediately, they don't want to do to give any effort. They want to succeed at the same time. This is a syndrome that we need to avoid. Shortcut syndromes. Don't use cheating. Don't use exam malpractice to achieve it. Better you need to trust the Lord. But if you trust the Lord, you need to have something that you do. When you do them, the Lord will be with you in Jesus' name. And this leads us to the next point, third point. Daniel exhibiting the discipline of an indefatigable champion.
What is the spirit that Daniel had? Daniel had the spirit of discipline. Discipline, number one, is devotion to the Father. D, I is inhibiting the control of the flesh. S is standing firmly for truth and virtue. C is continuing in fellowship with like-minded believers. Yes. The I is imbibing the culture of ceaseless intercession. And the P is a positive influence others for good works. And the L is looking at possibilities with the eyes of faith. And I is involvement in common good and meeting the need of others. The N is nurturing oneself onto good works and excellence. And the last letter there is E, enlisting others in positive partnership. What does it mean? Daniel disciplined himself. He said, this I'm not going to do it. This one I'm going to do it. He does not want to eat what he is not supposed to eat. He does not want to go to places where he is not supposed to go. Discipline means saying yes when you are supposed to say yes and saying no when you are supposed to say no. If you don't know when to say yes and you don't know when to say no, it means you are not disciplined. But Daniel knew when to say yes and when to say no. And for you to have the spirit of Daniel, in order to lead the champion in you, as I said it, you need to devote yourself to the Father. D. And you need to inhibit the control of the flesh. It means the flesh should not be the one controlling you. It's the spirit that should control you. You should overcome all the works of the flesh. And as I said, you need to stand firm for truth and virtue. In whatever circumstances, truth, virtue should be what you are standing for. And see, continuing in fellowship. You don't need to stop. You need to continue fellowshipping. When you have impact program, when you have Bible study program, when you have other programs, you need to continue. And you need to give yourself to intercession. Imbibing the culture of ceaseless intercession. You need to intercede, pray, and you need to influence others with good words. You need to preach to them. You need to serve to them as example that they need to follow. And I say, hell is looking at possibility with the eyes of faith. You need to show faith. When things are dark, you say that I have faith and I believe in the Lord and I'm going to make it, and the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. And I say the next letter is I, involve yourself in meetings. Whatever meeting that is there, you need to continue nurturing yourself with good works. And also you need to have a positive partnership. It's very important for you. And if you are doing like that, if you are doing like Daniel, if you are behaving like Daniel, if you are behaving like Deborah, if you are behaving like David, all the champions that are within you and that are sleeping will be unlocked. And as we are studying these things, I believe the Lord is speaking to you. Whoever has told you before that you are not a champion because you have failed in one subject or because you have failed in one area, from today, you need to change your mindset, saying that I have a champion in myself and I am going to make it in Jesus' name. And you will not be disappointed by the circumstances that are happening in your life, but you are going to be strong as Deborah, having faith and going and continuing doing exploits. And you are not going to be someone who does things the way you want them, but you are disciplined. You give yourself to your study. You have a positive mindset. You work hard, and the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So today, are there champions here? If there are champions, please, can you be on your feet as we pray together? Champions, where are you? Stand up and let us pray together. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this message that we have listened to, this workshop that is titled Releasing the Champions in You. Father, I pray that all the young people who have listened to me, all the champions that are sleeping in them will be released in Jesus' name. All the champions that are locked will be released in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.